Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called Record Store Day. I got the limited edition 100,000 copy purple color variant, 180 gram vinyl free flexi single, long awaited debut Silver Jews reissue. On this day, I drink a beer inside the store.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. I wonder how we sound. This is noisier than we're used to. I guess the volume control is going to be a little bit of a learning curve all day. But we're here at Landlocked Music in Bloomington, Indiana, and it's Record Store Day.
It's Record Store Day, baby.
Which was invented to sell records, I guess.
Yeah, it was invented in conceptualized in 2007, and the first one was in 2008, and it was for those who don't know, it's sort of a thing so that record stores can sell records. But really, it's about appreciating the small stores.
Wow, were you just like on Wikipedia?
Yeah, I was. I remember the first Record Store Day I ever went to. I bought a Bad Brain CD. I bought Build the Nation, their 2007 release, and I would always skip the hardcore songs and listen to the reggae songs.
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
Well, we're gonna see what Record Store Day is all about. Excuse me.
Are you going now?
Yeah, we're going now. You want to be on the show? We know this guy. This is Aaron Denton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, cool. Aaron, what do you got?
Oh, yeah.
What's in your bag?
I got this new Benny Sings record.
I really like that stuff.
I like it. Just listened to it one time. I thought it was pretty good. Maybe not as good as the last one, but I'm thinking the vinyl might unlock something for me. And I got this Felt record.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Bubblegum Perfume, which is a compilation of records by this band Felt from the 80s, and Keith Jarrett, which Ben says this record's good, so, and I picked it up before he said that, so.
He's confirming your bias, that's good.
And this is like,
Hallelujah.
Exactly, no, I say, how do you say it?
I always say Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great,
he listens to his records in the morning. And I've got one, and this one is particularly good.
Show it to the camera. To...
A little classical instrument.
Yeah. And I like the cover of this one, so maybe we should put that one too. And yeah, I'm excited to see Damien play.
Yeah.
And Alex Reed.
You think you're going to hang out here the whole time?
Yeah.
Nice. Why not? Well, we'll probably cross paths again. I guess we're going to try to bounce around. Yeah. We've never done this show like this.
I can't wait until I listen to this and I hear myself on it while I'm listening to it.
Well,
I'm usually vacuuming the house when I listen to it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'll be like,
whoa. You won't have to listen long.
You're just the
first person. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if you guys need anything else.
I will.
I think I said prior to when we started recording that I could talk about like something official sometime. Maybe I'll come back on and be an expert on something.
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
We need more expertise and more politics mostly.
Okay, good. Yeah, I could talk about it. Yeah, I could go on it, you know.
Yeah. I'd really like to learn about transportation.
I can walk
cities.
Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
Trains. I could talk about all that kind of stuff. Ohio. If you guys want to get into that.
Well, not
that right now, but
yeah, next time. Eventually. Cool.
I'm gonna keep looking.
All right, we're gonna keep doing the thing.
All
right. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Do you want to be on the show too?
Sure.
All right. Thanks. How are you liking Record Store Day?
It's very fun. I'm happy to be here. Yeah. I am very excited about Record Store Day, but I'm also maybe even a little more excited about hanging out with all my friends during the day.
Yeah.
I love an occasion when everyone is in the same place at the same time all day long.
I do like a jolly atmosphere.
Yeah. Where people aren't leaving because they're tired and they want to go home.
Oh, you're saying like a daytime thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I like a nice daytime chill session.
Yeah, that then like goes into the evening too.
Yeah, yeah. It's festive spring vibes. I feel like sometimes they have beers in here. Do they have beers in here?
Yes, they do.
Nice.
I don't know if it's being advertised yet, but I do know they are right over there.
Nice. That's good to know.
Go grab one.
Maybe we should make our way over there. Yeah. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Nice to see you.
Oh, what you got?
We've been listening to this every morning. This record goes.
They show the pro.
I don't know how to say this guy's name either, but the record's called Days is Echoes. Misha Penvlov Sound Combo. This record is so good, and I'm so stoked this year. I was going to ask if they had it, but I don't think you're supposed to do that on Record Store Day, so I decided not to, but I just found it out of nowhere. I was just looking. This is why you go to record stores, baby.
For the surprises.
I'm excited right now. Yeah, this is awesome.
That's great.
Oh, whoa. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Good.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
What are you looking through?
Right now I'm looking for some Fela Kuti records. But I don't really know anything about that music. So I don't really know where to start. I have a few of them.
It looks like you're starting in the F section, which is good.
I've gotten as close as possible.
Yeah.
To where I'm what I'm looking for. Here we go. Yeah, how are you guys enjoying Record Store Day?
So far, so good.
Now I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's all about. It's not like the hierarchy. We're about leveling the playing field. Who's the interviewer? Who's the interviewee? What's the content?
Very postmodern.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'll get this one. Zombie, you know?
That looks pretty cool.
It looks cool. It looks politically charged, right?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way.
It's got cartoons.
I love cartoons.
Me too. I've been kind of trying to draw cartoons.
Really?
Lately, yeah.
Animated cartoons or like single
just
panel?
Just doodling.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like I need an artistic outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just thinking about it though? You haven't
tried
it?
No, I've been trying. I've been
doing
it. I got some pens and some paper and stuff. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, whoa, that's awesome.
It's hard to start something new when you're old.
Yeah.
Or older.
Well, what's your approach then to cartooning right now?
I'm just trying to copy Quentin Schultz. Do you know that illustrator?
I know Charles Schultz. I don't know Quentin.
Maybe I have the name wrong.
No,
he's the
probably
guy who,
not.
He illustrated the Roald Dahl books.
Oh, yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good style.
Yeah. I really like... And it's like... Well, I thought it would be, like, achievable.
Yeah.
Because it looks so sketchy. Mm-hmm. But then I tried it, and it's really hard to sketch the same person every time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, replicating that, like, a something that looks loose is hard.
Are you... Well... Yeah. Yeah, that is hard.
You know?
That guy has like a how to draw book. Did you know that? It's like a Klutz book that he illustrated.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's maybe why I'm going back to this, is because when I was a kid, I had all those Klutz books.
Yeah.
Like the who's that other guy with the thumbprints? Ed something or
other. Oh, yeah, those are really good too. Yeah.
Yeah. You like make little thumbprint guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think I had a juggling Klutz book. Man.
Okay.
Those are great. Man, I want that for like, what's the like adult equivalent of that? It's like it's like one of those like mail order.
Yeah, a loot box or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually thinking for our like one of our harebrained ideas that may or may not ever come together is the almanac, and I wanted the almanac to be like a Klutz book where there's like seeds and stuff and like
directions.
Oh, that's
a great idea.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like a Bloomington almanac.
Yeah.
In general,
just kind of
a life in general.
Yeah.
That was his idea. I did not pitch the pre-miles almanac.
I think this is a great idea.
But I want an almanac. Yeah.
What would you use it for? I've never used an almanac in my personal life. So
I just thought that they were a lot more like interesting than like what they are.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like articles about like a cucumber or something. or like maybe like kind of like a article about like how to like, you know, like maybe like how to like plant a tomato.
Yeah. Or but like, there's like the Farmer's Almanac also will have like predictions about the weather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I feel is like it's so mysterious. It has this air of like Nostradamus.
Yeah, exactly. Too, but there's no like spirituality about it. Like yeah, they're just no. like
just like in the summer, watch out, might get a little hot.
Yeah.
You know who else had an almanac? Like,
who?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh really?
Yeah. A guy said Alex looked like Benjamin Franklin.
The UPS guy told me I looked like Ben Franklin. Because I had like was wearing tiny glasses and long hair and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of obsessed about thinking about him recently.
He invented the glass harmonica. You know about that?
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He invented this instrument. Yeah. Called a glass harmonica. And I think it's like you know those like wine glasses that you can like, get them wet and they go. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
It's like that, but it like spins itself or something maybe.
Oh, it spins.
And so all you do is just like get your hands all wet. Just like, I might be wrong.
That's awesome. I never heard about that.
Yeah.
I've seen like a glass, like Rob Funkhauser made like a glass organ.
Whoa.
Have you seen that? It looks like he kind of just goes like rubs his fingers over the top of these like glass tubes that are like.
That's cool.
It must be similar.
Probably.
So I guess like Ben Franklin could work with glass. Because he invented bifocals, glasses. Right?
Yeah, he's a glass guy.
So yeah, he was a glass blower.
Dude, do you think he was like do you think Ben smoked, dude?
Dude.
He was like blowing his own glass.
Yeah.
Dude.
They wrote the Constitution on hemp. The Declaration of Independence actually on hemp.
The Doinklaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's right.
Well. Yeah, I like anybody who gets struck by lightning on purpose. You know, like
how many more?
Wait, no, dude, he made his nephew do that.
I realized.
Yes.
He didn't do it.
He made his nephew.
That's not as cool.
Hold the kite.
That's kind of like some legendary stolen valor then, because no one knows that.
Right,
I've never heard that. I always thought it was Ben Franklin who held the kite.
No, he didn't hold the kite. But I think, like, there's something good about the uncle-nephew dynamic, too.
Yeah,
like,
LMFAO.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the original LMFAO right there.
Just a guy and his uncle just partying, dude. It's very funny. My old-ass uncle.
Yeah.
You know?
That might be a situation though, like back then everyone's age was mixed up. Like maybe Ben Franklin and his nephew were peers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because people were having kids for their whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. I have my dad's cousin is my age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my grandpa had like 10 brothers and sisters. Yeah, I just met him.
Did you ask him to fly a kite in a thunderstorm for you?
No, we were trying to make plans to hang out, so maybe it'll involve kites now.
There you go. Yeah. Kites are fun. For the record.
He told me that Ben Franklin also invented the fire station.
The fire station? Like as a concept? Or
yeah, the public fire department. It's either he invented the fire department or the public library.
How is he getting all these resources? Was he rich? Like, how did he... Like, because you have... Like, you can't just sit around and, like, make stuff while, you know?
I know. I think...
Did he invent the $100 bill?
Oh, and then he was just paying stuff with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. He's like, yeah, it's got my face on it. It's cool. No, it's worth a lot. Okay.
Yeah, I guess he just rocked.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's why he's my personal hero.
Mine too.
Yeah.
So you should really lean into the comparison.
Yeah.
I'm even named after him.
What's that?
I mean, we've got the same name. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin. Whoa.
Right there, dude. That's not for me. That's for Mr. Franklin.
That's a nice bracelet.
Thanks. I got it on eBay for $7.
Wow.
And then the guy shipped it to the wrong address. And then wouldn't ship it back to me because it would cost. He would lose money on it.
Oh yeah. So yeah. How'd you get it?
I just like was like, well, then I'm just not gonna get the bracelet.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'm in a good mood, so I'll just send it to you. I was just like, I'm not gonna, like, I paid, the only reason I got this is because I found it for $6. And so it's like, if I have to pay more than that, it's not, there's no point anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways.
Wait, what would the upper limit for a bracelet with your name on it be?
$10.
$10, yeah.
Yeah. Any more than that, and it feels a little like, I've spent more than $10 for something with my own name on it. It's a little narcissistic. Yeah. You know? But under 10, it feels like, no, I just found it. It's,
you know. Yeah, and you got a common name. So, like, if you had, like...
That's true.
If your name was, like...
Beelzebub.
Yeah, no, that's still pretty common. Yeah.
Or, his name was...
Coot?
Dimitri.
Coot?
Yeah, Coot, whatever. Like, and if you found that on a bracelet...
That would be...
You would throw more down.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, I mean, I could throw a rock and hit a bracelet with my name.
Yeah.
Very popular. Probably on account of the fame of Ben Franklin.
Naturally, yeah, it all stems from there. Not many Franklins, though.
No. I do like Frank as a name, though. Feels like Frank is like a solid kind of.
Well, what's
reliable.
It short for?
Franklin, maybe.
Yeah. You know? Frankfurt. Francis.
Francis. Short for Frankie.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, right?
Frank being short for Frankie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. But Frankie
is literally shorter.
Yeah. Sometimes nicknames are longer. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Well.
Well, thanks for being
on
the show.
We really on your airport. Who else?
I guess there isn't. Like, I was thinking, for some reason, I've been picturing us just moving further back.
Yeah.
But no one else is back there, so maybe we'll just stay talking to you.
We can just keep chatting.
Yeah.
Have you seen any cool music here?
I haven't really been looking too much for records, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm.
You're just in town.
I'm just in town.
And yeah. Play kinda, with Damien.
Yeah.
Nice.
Play with Damien and then do some stuff with Duran. But I kind of get nervous carrying records around.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't, you know, it's like put them in my suitcase or something and they get all
fucked
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of not buying records for a while. Because I don't have any money.
Right.
But I miss buying records. Yeah. I guess I could just buy cheap records. Yeah. What about you guys? You've been buying records?
No, I really don't. I really don't like having stuff.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same way. Like, I feel like I already have too many records.
Yeah.
I don't listen to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, I'm not a collector.
I, like, collect them in my brain. Like, I'll, like, look at it, and I'll be like, whoa, this is cool artwork. Double barrel, and it's got, like, this gun on it.
Yeah.
And then I'll just remember that I like the way that looks.
Maybe we gotta get a shot of that.
Yeah, show the camera.
I don't know what it is. But it has a funny, cool cover.
Wow. I think Damien should do something like this for the next record.
Dude,
that would be awesome.
For wholeheartedly concur. Yeah. And like a pendulum or something?
Yeah.
That's a nice touch.
It'd be cool if this was like one of those Catholic incense burners.
Yeah.
And so this could be kind of smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should pitch that.
We should try to get Damien to do, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that the same guy?
This might be the same guy.
Yeah. Birkin?
No. Oh, this is Victor. Yikes. You're a little... Yikes, man. That's...
I know. My prejudice against Central Asians is showing.
Wow. Would that... My prejudice against Central Asians is also showing, because I was going to say Eastern European.
Mm. Well, that's the thing.
It's a gray area. It is a gray area. You're right. So here, Turkish.
Yeah.
Turkish psych. Anatolian rock. Turkish psych.
That's one for each.
I know. So we're both right, actually. Yeah. Neither of us are racist. This is so great.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad we can come across, an instance where no one's racist. Is
and it's and on camera.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's rare to find a moment where nobody's racist. Okay. There we go. You really can't look like this and put out records anymore.
You think?
I don't think you could. Maybe if you were played country music.
Yeah.
But just like, just a guy. I don't think. Oh. I don't think you'd get a record deal like this.
Probably not.
That guy looks awesome. I like that guy.
Actually, that's what, like, Young Gravy looks like.
That's what Young Gravy looks like?
Or, like, that's what he tries to look that's like. What he
look at the homies like. On this.
Yeah.
This is a cute cover, actually.
I like the hand-drawn
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, me too. Do you think this... Who is this? I think this person's on the album, or is this, like...
A singer?
There are some people on Craigslist that will post, like, an instrument, and they'll just put up a picture of, like, a hot babe instead of the instrument.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's the move here, too. It's like, oh, well, there's too many dudes on the back. We've got to put, like, a beautiful woman on there.
I'm going to see if I can grab a beer over here.
All right, I'll follow you. Thanks for talking to us, man.
My pleasure. See you guys around.
Whoa, it's loud over here.
I don't think there's any beer.
I don't think there's any beer. Well, I guess I was mistaken about the beer.
So we're in the CD aisle
over here, international. We got this is like some cafe looking stuff. We got like women of Latin America.
This one's really good.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, what'd you say, Laura? It looks good, or it is good?
It's really good.
Amadou and Miriam.
Highly recommend.
Welcome to Mali. Yeah.
And it's a double CD. I think. No, it's just nice.
So.
It's just nicely packaged. Bang for your buck.
I like just checking out this like world music area.
Just seeing what's going on in the world.
Whoa, that's like, look how young Celia Cruz is there. I have this band-aid on my finger.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
I cut my finger on a piece of cardboard.
At work?
Yeah.
Occupational hazard?
Yeah. But it just looks so gross.
Yeah, well, when did you cut your finger?
Yesterday.
Dang.
It got grimy really quick.
Yeah. Do you have other band-aids at your house?
No. So this is it. But like I'm like just like looking through stuff and
yeah.
I just see this band-aid. I'm like, oh man. Oh no.
Why don't you use your other hand?
Yeah, okay.
Aren't you right-handed anyway?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That looks tight. Yep, looks pretty gangster.
All right, are we going to get our Hugh Hauser on, or are we going to get our Shy Guy on?
Can I ask you about music that you're interested in?
Not today.
Not today?
Hey Trevor.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up, Laura?
Where are you?
Cool if we ask you about some music?
Of course.
Yeah. Where are you shopping for?
Honestly, nothing in particular right now. Just seeing how the store is doing on Record Store Day.
Seeing how it's doing?
Yeah.
Is it up to your approval?
It is. They Good. Got... They seem to have everything. I'm a little overwhelmed, to be honest with you. But no, not looking for anything in particular. How's your guys' day going?
It's been nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of... Yeah. Yeah. Surprisingly cold.
I know. I was just getting like berated by wind on my walk over here. Just had lunch at Mai Tai. Wasn't that good.
The lunch wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Why?
What'd you get?
Curry. Yellow curry. Mmm.
What was bad, or what was mid about it?
Potatoes, undercooked.
Oh, that would, yeah.
You can't have, you need soft potatoes in yellow curry. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, you know. Yeah. You can't win them all.
No. Only some of them.
Can't all lucky. Be hits.
They can't.
Yeah.
But unless you're Damian Shirelli, then yeah. It all hits.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Damian.
Yeah.
Best band.
It's going to be good. We're playing some new songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the new stuff yet.
I heard, like, I only got some of it. It's been pretty sweet, though. The couple, like, rough mixes from the album are nice.
I've heard there's some slap bass.
Oh, there's some slap bass. Lewis is going to be going crazy up there.
Yeah.
Where are you hearing all this news?
I don't know, just rumors.
Yeah, about, people talking about this on the
about
street?
The town, yeah.
Everyone's talking about this new record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah.
So, what's, like, one of your favorite, what's, like, one of your favorite bands?
One of my favorite bands?
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's
just, yeah, I don't know.
I'm bad at interviewing people.
That's okay. I'm bad at answering questions. So maybe this is just a match made in hell. I don't know. I guess lately I've been listening to a lot of Grateful Dead because I played that 420 show at the Orbit Room last night.
How was
so,
that?
So, like, yeah, it was good. But, yeah, recently it's been the Grateful Dead, I guess, because I've had to listen to a lot of it. But
yeah,
it was a cool show. They sold out the Orbit Room. It was really hot down there. Got some blisters on my fingers from playing bass. It was a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Ate some hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that, but I didn't go. But
too,
like
too high.
Yeah. You know how
pre-gaming,
you know how
for
420
yeah.
goes. Yeah.
So wait,
that seemed like a neat event though.
Yeah.
Do you guys perform for like several hours?
Yeah, we started
like
at like 7 o'clock and we did like two sets of music from we played like 7 to 9:30 and then like 10 to 11:30 or something like that.
Whoa.
It was a lot.
That's a
Did
lot.
You improv?
I mean, yeah, it was yeah. like the thing, it's like because we didn't even practice for this one. And we haven't played together in like a couple months. And so we just played all the hits, but some of the songs were like 15 minutes long.
Oh.
It was kind of gnarly. Good stuff. What are you guys just getting some field recording in out here today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just trying to do the show.
We're trying to just you know, do a... do like a Record Store Day
nice.
Episode. Just kind of
what's
like
in my bag? What's in your
what's
bag?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
in our bag?
I wish I had a bag. Yeah. I have nothing even in my hands.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot in your brain.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's all up here.
In your heart.
I prefer my music digital. I don't mess with the physical stuff.
Honestly, me too. Don't say it so loud.
Yeah,
record store.
This isn't the place to say that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us,
yeah,
Trevor.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate
you,
man.
Do you want to be on the show real quick?
While you're
reshelving.
Sure. Yeah.
How's your day
What's
going?
What's your name?
one at a time, man. Let him answer.
My name's
one
Kaylor.
At a time. Yeah.
It's going all right. Big record store day. Big
he
day.
Works here.
Oh yeah, there's a camera too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a line wrapped around the corner, which I kind of felt bad because some people were like calling and asking this week. They're like, what's the deal? And then I was kind of like, oh yeah, there'll be like 30 people or something.
Yeah.
And I was walking up and I saw it was around the corner. I was like,
at 8? Like for opening?
At like 7:30,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. What's hot then?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
At least over like half the people here were here for Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, they have like, yeah.
Do you think all the calls were Taylor's, were Swifties?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people called this week and asked about it, for sure. It's definitely, but yeah. Then we run out and we just had like a line of people. It was like, you could tell like, people kind of caught wind that the Taylor Swift records were out. There'd be like groups of like four or five people just walking out.
Oh, man. Well, that's what they get.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. First person that was here at 4:30 in the morning, I guess.
What? That's crazy.
And he also bought, I mean, he did buy the Taylor Swift record, but he bought like two other things. Like, there's a lot of like rare and like, you know, all that stuff. There's like a good handful of like that stuff becomes like over $100 record like immediately.
Yeah. Like, so are there flippers?
I don't, it's, you can kind of tell.
You have to interview them.
Okay, we will. Yeah.
Is that Greg?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can kind of tell. I couldn't really this time. You can just be like, oh, they're only buying like the really rare ones and like I've never seen them before. I didn't really notice any of that today, but yeah. I don't know.
If you want to warm him up, man, we'll just ask him.
Well, he might just approach you, honestly. Or if you just, or just like if he's holding a record or something, be like, oh, what's that? Yeah, you'll open the floodgates, trust me.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, we'll let you to it. Thanks for doing the show.
A lot of hard work today.
Yeah. Hey, Wyatt. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Such a drummer.
What are you buying?
Yeah, man? What are you buying? What's in your bag, man?
Some weird record by Billy Cobham, who's a really good drummer. Never heard this record before, just kind of going out on a whim.
Yeah.
And then some Gene Krupa, another drummer, old-time big band drummer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it just drumming LPs?
No.
But they're the stars.
They're the stars of the show, yeah. So that's how good they are. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. We're just...
This okay? Is that film?
Yeah, that's fine.
Only like 60 people will see it.
Awesome.
But they're all really cool.
Bonds are really cool.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I wanted to come say hi. Figured you guys might be around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the bill.
I can't make it later, but I wanted to say hi. But I know you'll kill it.
Yeah, he's got some fire.
I hope
queued
so,
up.
Man. Maybe I'll see some videos of it online later.
Yeah, you're one of the 60 people who...
Hey, Shelly, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Nice.
You having a good record store day?
Great record store day, yeah.
Still kind of clean.
Oh, yeah.
Did you pick anything out?
Should we get this for Zach?
Oh,
whoa. He's doing the mural right now.
He's doing what right now?
He's painting a mural at our house right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Tell him it's here. He might be into it. No, I haven't picked out anything yet. Just scoping it.
Yeah.
You guys having a good day?
Yeah.
Nice. How's that mural coming? Is it cool looking?
Is he cool with it?
Is it cool? Is it
cool? Oh, it's gonna look really good.
Yeah.
But you know Zach, he's a little pokey.
Yeah. Well, is it his design?
Like, yeah. It's his design, but it's like the brainchild of like the three of us. So,
oh, cool.
Like, I think it'll be cool.
No surprises then?
I told him
put like a little demon in the corner.
Yeah, I told him no scary things. I said he could add like a little alien if he wants, but like that's it. Yeah. So we'll see.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya. What do you have?
Just about everything.
Cool. We're doing a show. Do you mind talking with us?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No, I mean, I mind talking with you. I'm just
so you're picking out all that stuff?
Yeah. I was in Cincinnati earlier today. And.
Oh, so this isn't even your first RSD of
the day.
I've
been doing this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We start at 4 over there because real men live in Cincinnati, right?
Well, apparently people were lined up here at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, well, that's why I don't do that. I get up and come later and get what I want.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
what do you have right here? What you got in
the
in
the
your
Allman
bag?
Brothers, a lot of jazz, Albert Eiler, Chet Baker, one of the Chets anyway. There's two of them this time. Fleetwood Mac, Bill Evans.
Oh, I like Bill Evans.
Yep, me too. Of course, Edgar Froese, if you like that type of thing. Terry Collier, great songwriter. Max Roach, Eric Dolphy.
Oh, I like Eric Dolphy.
Yeah. And we've got Nico, of course.
Oh,
you know?
Whoa.
Love Nico, Archie Shepp, a couple Sonny Stitts, stuff I didn't get at the other place.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And these are all like Record Store Day exclusive records? Or
some are exclusive, some are just first issue. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know, I always try and get the exclusive ones. You know, you can always get like the 3LP Yes is not in here, but that's not going to be an exclusive. So, and I just saw him twice in the last couple months anyway.
Oh,
so.
You did? Where'd you see him at?
Nashville and at the Taft in Cincinnati.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee, or Nashville, Indiana?
Well, they actually played in Nashville, Indiana, too, actually. But I saw them in Nashville, Tennessee.
So. Cool. So you're a pretty big collector?
Yeah. Yeah. I collect a lot of things.
What else do you collect?
Do I collect? Cars, guitars, boutique amps. All kinds of things.
Cool.
Royalties. I collect royalties.
Checks.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, it's not about...
Hey, as long as you're not collecting dust, right?
Yeah, man, no shit. Collecting diseases or something. I don't know. Whoa. Yeah, this was a pretty good record store. I mean, a lot of good stuff this time. A lot of the stuff I'm looking at, I'm going, oh, yeah, I got that. Oh, yeah, I got that. So I usually spend $600-800.
Oh, whoa, that's...
Every record store day? Or
every time?
Yeah, every time I go to record store day, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, then what's your favorite find here ever?
Yeah, what's one of the favorites?
I don't know.
All time.
Probably the Bill Evans. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for some reason, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There was actually two Bill Evans, but they didn't have the other one. So, but I got it at the other store. So.
There you go.
Plaid Room. In Cincinnati, if you ever...
Glad Room?
No, Plaid Room.
Plaid Room.
They're the guys that do Coal Mine Records.
Oh, yeah, word.
And Duran Jones. And
yeah.
And like that. So.
Cool.
Yeah. See, the money is in royalties. I buy royalty streams.
Oh, I see.
So I don't own the intellectual property. I buy the royalty streams. There's a lot of ways to make money in music.
Yeah.
The hard way is performing, okay?
Yeah, right. It's probably the least lucrative way, too.
Well, I mean, that's really where you make your money in music now, is performing live, you know, doing concert tours.
But you buy rights to royalties?
Yeah. And no, I can't tell you how to do that.
No.
You gotta... it's easier. It's easy to say and hard to do.
Right.
So, anyway.
Cool. Well, thanks for...
Sure, yeah. Hey, have a good time. What, you guys, you got a class you got to do this for?
Yeah. Well, we're doing it for community access.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a few people that work here actually are on your station. Then,
WFHB?
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Tyler used to be, I think, didn't he? I know Jason was at one point.
Yeah, I think so.
So... I haven't seen Tyler in a while. He disappeared into the wilds of Chicago, you know, if you know Tyler Dame.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a great drummer.
He's a very good drummer.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the heart of a band right there, man.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Alex?
Well,
4:30? Okay.
I think I feel pretty good. I think I feel okay. Should we talk to David Brown?
Yeah.
Think he'd be okay?
Yeah. You want to talk with us?
Do you want to talk with us, David?
Okay.
Maybe let's not be by the door.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go somewhere no one goes.
So.
What's the least popular section of the store?
Good question. Probably. The question mark bin, but that's
What's
my
the question
favorite
mark
bin.
It's a mystery bin.
Well, it's unclassifiable things.
Oh.
It's like, well, it's spoken word and anything that we can't quite figure out
how to
where it should go.
Whoa.
Here, follow. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Well, we're gonna be right next to this speaker.
Oh.
It'll so, be fine.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that specifically, but I know that...
Oh, so, the mystery bin.
Yeah.
Spoken word, sound effects, other absurd oddities.
Right. So, like, this is one. This record's actually great. Abstracted animal sounds and other sounds.
Oh. Wait, why are they, how are they abstracted?
They're, like, affected. It's, like, early tape manipulation kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's dumber than that, you know, like, in a good way. It's like when things aren't, don't reach a certain level of dumbness, I can't take them seriously.
Yeah.
If they're too serious.
I totally agree with that.
So this is like, it's across the line of like, oh, this is dumb enough.
Yeah.
For sure. Red Jones. Strikes back. He's an umpire.
So that looks dumb. Oh wait, he's an is it routines or is he just
I think this is, and it's on Motown too, because he's like, for Detroit.
Yeah.
Which is some hometown. That's some hometown shit. Like, for Motown to put out the like umpire's record, but I think it's just like him.
It kind of.
It's just like telling good ones. Basically.
Oh, telling stories.
Yeah. And then also maybe like, yeah, I don't know. I listened to it a long time ago, and I was like just cackling so hard that there's no telling what it's really about.
I was listening to Who's on First the other day because I hadn't listened to it in a long time.
It's good.
It holds up. Yeah.
Musical trip with George Burns.
Who's that?
He's a comedian.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He played God, right? In that movie. Oh my God. Wait, what was that movie called where he was God?
You're thinking of Morgan Freeman.
You think I'm thinking of that?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
it's
I can't
like
remember.
A 70s movie. Yeah.
But he's actually singing in this, so it's not really unclassifiable as much. I mean, he's not really singing. He's like, it's kind of like hey, I get by with a little help from my friend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's got a cigar. Anyway, this is my favorite. Oh, cool. Yeah. The Clout Indian family.
Are they,
white?
Wait,
yes.
They're white.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
So it's a fake... Yeah, it's a fake thing. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
This I noticed there was awesome. The Hoosier Bard a couple of records up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like Jeremy Gottwals. Well, this
James
guy
Whitcomb Riley.
Predates Jeremy.
You can tell by his... His glasses. What do you call that?
I don't know what that term is. That's not bifocals.
No?
No, that's the bridge of your glasses. Yeah, that high bridge.
Yeah. It's highfalutin. Anyway, yeah. This is just like a setup record for... Like, you're supposed to... I was really annoying some people playing this one day. You're supposed to like play,
to test your sound system with it.
Yeah, but to test this specifically, and so you're like, you know, it's like nobody has one of these. But you like, so it's like press button number one, and it goes to track one, and it's like, okay, now press number eight, and then it skips over to track eight. But I'm just listening to it out of order. You know what I mean? Because I don't have
the
hardware.
Yo, you that's have to so calibrate, funny. Like, if you owned one of these, you'd have to calibrate it to every record you played to skip the track.
I don't really know how it works, and then having listened to the record, I still don't know. Archie and Edith singing duets.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's really weird. It's like a sermon, but he's supposed to be cool. So he's like, from a bum trip to the trip beyond. And he's telling a lot of jokes that aren't really jokes.
Oh, whoa, that's
awesome. But people are like laughing so hard, and they're like, they're not... They don't even seem like, oh, that's just a bad joke. It's like, I don't think that is a joke. What is... But everybody in the whole auditorium is like laughing so hard.
Yeah, I feel like back then, like before dopamines were run down from like watching TV and the internet. If you were just really charismatic, you could make people laugh, like out of amusement.
Right, for Jesus.
Yeah. Of course if it's spirit-filled.
Well, and also, let's be real, probably a lot of those kids, like, they're probably not around a lot of funny people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, like, a lot of browbeating, probably, mostly, in that
yeah.
scene. So, yeah, I don't, oh yeah, Gene Kelly on the air. Not a singer. Oh yeah, this is, it's kind of like, you know, it just doesn't have drum beats, so you could play Light Your Fire, and it's like karaoke for drummers.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, Wyatt,
yeah,
look at that.
This, Wyatt was just buying, like, some drum records. He must have got them from over here, probably.
Maybe. So, yeah, that's the vibe.
That's cool, yeah. This is my favorite section now, too.
Yeah.
There's like poetry records and stuff like that.
I can always tell like who not to tell about this section. Usually they're like, what's your, you know, where, what would you recommend? And I don't, the answer to that is not always that I take them to the question mark section.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I have to read the room pretty hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, you know, I've been really getting into some, like, the Beatles lately.
Yeah.
Like, give them that.
So,
this is gonna make me lose my mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for showing
us.
Do
you have any, like, shows coming up with your band coming up?
No. I don't know why, but I did send one email the other day regarding show. So hopefully soon.
Yeah. Your new record came out a few months ago.
Yeah.
How's that doing? Are you working on a new one?
What, like on the charts? Oh, man, it's crawling up the charts.
I'm just asking if you want to plug anything.
Oh, okay, I got you. I don't want to plug anything. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, I've been recording stuff with the group that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's a lot of recordings of that. Some of it's good. Some of it's really bad. It's like, you know, just hit record and go for a while. So yeah.
Would you ever try to make
cool.
a
it's
record
fun.
That goes in the question mark then?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
I guess you work here. You can decide where you're.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of the criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Maybe this next one should be so fucked up sounding that we gotta put it in the question mark bin.
I think it would be an honor to go in the question mark bin.
I think maybe I'll put all
Highest
my records
praise.
In there anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like the back catalog.
Builds a mysterious intrigue.
Except for that I'm like literally working the counter.
Yeah, what's it like working here today?
Today?
Yeah.
Honestly, there's not usually all four of us aren't usually here, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of walking around and like nodding at people.
Yeah. Like giving them a what's up or like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
It's over there. That kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Don't put that there.
Oh, so you're doing some of this and some of this.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes if you just follow someone, it's like obvious where you're just like, I'm just going to follow you like I'm your mom and clean up after you.
Yeah.
After a while, they're like, I'm part of the problem. And it's like a way for them to learn that doesn't involve me teaching them.
Right.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a teacher.
Well, everyone's a teacher.
Everyone's
you just
kind of,
you just
I'm a
describe
teacher and a
teaching someone.
I'm a teacher of life and a student of life. Close.
Yeah.
Whoa. What's it like to wear two hats at once?
Well, I don't know.
You're gonna have to speak up a little bit for this episode.
Well, I don't know.
There you go.
That super sensual close mic sound.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We're going to be in the red, all of us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But this is good. I love this vibe in here. I love a nice celebration of art. You know?
And consumerism, I guess.
I really like
condensing all art into one day of consumerism.
Yeah. Could be good.
Sorry, I should probably say less things like that since I work here.
No, that's all.
People come here because the employees say stuff like that.
I think it's why some people don't come here.
Well, if you want to get back to work, you can.
If you don't, we can plug your CD real quick.
Okay.
The David Brown CD. Bin.
Yeah. Once it's out of the new release section, it'll be in the bin. Look for it in your bin.
Yeah, your local bin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? I don't know if you missed it.
Well, how are you feeling, Alex? You want to just...
I feel pretty good.
I don't mean how are you feeling general. I mean, how do you feel about the show? Do you feel like we did a show?
I think we did a show.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we did a show?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's walk out and get a shot of the outside.
That's a good idea.
Whoa, John.
Got some stuff. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's up?
You want to be on the show
real
quick?
You want to be on the show?
Can I have my stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Cool. I got it from the leather luggage store.
The cigar store?
Oh, the Briar and the Brand.
It's brand new. Wait.
Whoa.
So I'm done with
that. Oh, you sniff. Can I try some?
Yeah. Good on a cold day too.
Mm. Do you lick it off?
No, not like blow. No, distinguish. That store smells like luggage.
Yeah.
It's like men. Me and Spencer went in there, and it was like we felt like children in there.
Yeah, they have like suitcases and cigars
and brushes, like shaving.
Yeah,
and Ferrari.
Ferrari.
I know. I never went back that far, but when me and Spencer went in there, we didn't know. We called it snooze.
Yeah.
Like the, and I have that too. This, the grizzly snooze, or is it snus?
I think it's snus. Yeah.
I think it's snooze because I heard with Camel advertise the moose with the snooze.
Huh. Maybe it's tomato, tomato. Though.
Yeah. But anyway, I went in there and asked that fancy guy with the mustache. I was like, oh, do you have any snus? And he's like, no, we don't carry snus. And I was like, and Spencer's like, snuff, snuff. And I was like, oh, snuff. And he's like, yes, we have a variety of snuff.
Oh, what's the difference?
The powder and the, oh, I guess I should show you. This is like little.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's pouches.
Yeah, pouches. But anyway.
The one that you snort has just such a strange
sensation.
Don't
use tobacco products.
No, don't.
But I am curious. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to try one? Do you want to try
it? Not on TV in front of 60, in front of dozens of people.
After the cameras are off, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody's out.
Yo,
there's Megan.
So, like, what's your shirt say?
Bride Squad.
Oh, cool.
I got that. I don't remember where I got that from.
It looks like the Barbie font.
Yeah.
Like
but I got it before the Barbie movie came out.
Right. But not before.
You're going to have crusty boogers tomorrow.
Yeah,
like, remember last time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it gave me like a really bad headache.
I already have a headache. So it is what it is. Yeah, I've been on a big tobacco kick.
It's addicting.
It is. I'm double dipping now.
So you're dipping it and you're snorting it?
Yeah, I'm doing both today.
Do you smoke cigs too?
I don't. Only when I'm drinking, but I quit drinking.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I'm giving myself
Maybe we don't need to be standing in front of the counter since we're not buying anything. But we're going to do this final shot.
We're going to walk out.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man?
Out today.
Yeah, it's gotten a little chilly.
It was chilly. So sunny, the drive down was like beautiful and sunny, and then it was like, where do you want me?
Let's stand right here.
Landlocked. We were just here at Landlocked Music for Record Store Day 2023.
Hey, check out Landlocked Music if you're in Bloomington, Indiana. And if you like tunes and hanging out.
We got Dom Shirelli.
We got Dom.
Who's the brother of Damien.
Yeah, I actually write all the music. I'm so busy, he kind of fills in for me.
We just learned that the real money is in license. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, we're done with the show. Thanks, bye.